of life. It can be good or bad. You know what I mean? Like you get your driver's license. Anybody? Where are the teens? Oh, teens are all helping there. Get your driver's license. It changes everything. Changes everything. Or your first love. It just changes everything about what you focus on, what you talk about. Or maybe even your first heartbreak. Changes everything about what you focus on and all those kind of things in your life. You get married, that changes everything. Yeah, that changes everything. Then you have children. Yeah, well, that just changes everything all over again, right? Hey, serious illness changes everything. A serious injury changes everything. But you kind of know what I mean, that there are some things that come into your lives that just, they change everything in the directions that it's going. Even down through the ages, we've made some really significant discoveries that have changed everything. Fire changed everything. The wheel changed everything. Electricity changed everything. Air conditioning goes on and on. The remote control, oh yeah, that changed everything. Sure did. The automobile, the airplane, the cell phone, it changed everything, didn't it? And some things change the direction of our lives. They influence the course of our lives. And they influence the course of the lives of others. And you can think about that changes everything when you think about the resurrection of Christ. It changes everything. And maybe even today we hope that you might even discover something new. It changes everything. See, without the resurrection, we're just mindless fools. We're dead in our sins. We're left with nothing to hope for in all of eternity. You are a monkey's uncle. Pond scum. In our scriptures, we find those ladies that are going to anoint Jesus' body. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary, the mother of James, Salome, went to spices so they could anoint Jesus' body. Very early in the day, first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb. Now, for us, that sounds a little bit unusual. That's kind of a stuff for the mortician. We don't really find ourselves much dealing with dead bodies and anointing dead bodies, but in fact, it was pretty typical and ordinary for them. There's your first one. It's ordinary. It's pretty much just their custom. It's an ordinary day for them. It's pretty much routine. This is what you do when there's a dead body. This is what you do with a family member when there's a dead body. This is how we proceed after one's death. At least for these women, they got right back to the typical routine. They felt horrible. They were distraught. They were grieving. Yet, the routine goes on. Yet, life goes on. And if you've ever had someone close to you die, everything changes. Everything's different. And you try to find yourself back into a new normal. You don't even know what that is, what that looks like. You kind of fight to eat or to just take your next breath, to get off the couch. You find yourself, I got to go back to work. You try to get back into a new sense of normal, to get on with living. And these ladies are doing the typical, what's customary, we have to do this. And something is about to shift again. Something else is going to rock their world. The death of Jesus just rocked their world. And now they're trying to get back to a normal, ordinary routine. And something else is about to rock their world. Just another day in the ho-hum life. Just another day in your ho-hum life. Just doing what you're normally doing. And boom! Everything changes. Jesus does something not so typical. Jesus does something remarkable. Jesus does the unexpected. And Jesus sets into operation an action that changes everything. It changes everything for those women doing their daily routines. In the midst of their ordinary day, in the midst of their grief, in the midst of their confusion, in the midst of their pain, in the midst of their misunderstanding and not understanding, in the midst of their struggles, Jesus does something out of this world, miraculous, unbelievable. That's the Jesus I know. That's the Jesus I'm much more familiar with. I've been walking with Jesus for over 30 years, just doing my thing, going about my business, trying to serve him and serve him well, and boom! Somebody says, how do I get baptized? God moving. I'm just going about my business, going through my life, just doing what I do, try to serve, try to be a good man, try to be a better husband. Boom! There it is. Hey, when do you have church? Where do you go to church? What time's your service start? God doing what God does in the midst of lives of people. Just going through my ordinary day. Hey, I think I want to be a missionary. Hey, how do I get ordained? Hey, when does the men's group meet? Hey, don't the ladies meet sometime? God doing what God does in the midst of his people. Just going through your ordinary day. God is alive in people's lives. Here's your next slide. And God is alive, listen, in the ordinary. And just get on with your day. Just go about being. Look for Jesus. What if I told you you will find what you're looking for? What are you looking for? God doing what God does. Time after time, Jesus doing amazing things. And he's still doing stuff because he's alive. He's not dead. Listen, there's nothing special about these ladies and what they're doing. There's nothing special about the routines of their lives. There's nothing special about the routine of my life. There's nothing special about the routine of your lives, really. But there's something special about this Jesus. There's something special about this Jesus. He takes the ordinary and makes it surprising. He takes the natural and moves it into the supernatural. There's something not so typical about this Jesus. I mean, look at all the hubbub going on today. More people than typical show up in churches. Special events, special songs, sunrise services. People show up to have Easter breakfast planned and prepared for. Some of you might have even gotten dressed up for the first time in a long time. Maybe you plan a family dinner. You plan a family outing. This is not a typical day. Because we honor not a typical man. Look at all the controversy that he creates. The controversy even within that family dinner. All the trouble he stirs up in your own soul. In your own soul, the controversy that he stirs up. The thoughts that you're going to have to wrestle with in your own mind about the natural and the supernatural, about the ordinary and that which is a surprise. The conclusions that you're going to have to draw concerning Jesus. Not so typical. This typical Jesus. And far too many people feel like they have to become something in order for Jesus to do something. You need me to say that again? Far too many people feel like they have to become something for Jesus to do something. And I'm trying to tell you, Jesus is involved in the typical routines of your life every day. Every day. Who will roll the stone away for us from the entrance of the tomb? Ladies are running into some problems here. But when they looked up, they saw the stone was gone. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in white robe sitting at their right side. They were alarmed. Don't be alarmed, he said. You're looking for Jesus, the Nazarene? Uh-huh, yeah. Yeah, I'm looking for Jesus, the Nazarene. He's not here. He's risen. He's not here. He's risen. Listen, that's extraordinary. That's your next one. This is not ordinary. This is extraordinary. This is not a resuscitation back into the physical life. This is a resurrection into the glorified body and a glorified life. That's the Jesus I'm talking about. These ladies faced a problem going through their regular day. Who's going to remove the stone for us so that we can do what we always do, so that we can go about our normal day? The stone was moved and the stone was rolled away. Not a problem. Not a problem. What stones do you need rolled away in your life? What boulder got to be taken out of your life? Jesus does it. What boulders do you need help with? Faith? Belief? Money? Relationships? Jesus rolls the stones away. I know it can seem like a boulder to you. To Jesus, no problem. He wants to show you something extraordinary, something different about how you handle your faith, about how you handle your relationships, about how you handle your money, about how you handle your life. He wants to show you something extraordinary. That which the Lord asks us to believe in is not typical. It's not really even logical. It's extraordinary and it's supernatural. Our faith, our belief, the way we are supposed to be living is not typical. Our experiences are not routine. Our experiences are supernatural. You hang around with Jesus long enough, weird things happen. Weird things happen. Baptisms break out. Weird things happen. Reconciliation within the body. Relationships restored. Addictions broken. Chains gone. Freedom found. You hang around Jesus long enough, weird things happen. Unexplainable things happen. Our experiences are supernatural. And listen, it's a problem for you if you don't understand that. It's a problem if you don't understand that. Jesus is different. He looks at life different. He looks at death different. He looks at your problems different. He looks at the stones and the boulders and the sufferings all differently than you do. His thoughts are much higher than your thoughts. His ways are different than your ways. God is not perplexed. God is not overwhelmed. God is not all stressed out about the economy. He's not stressed out by the culture. He's not stressed out by all the problems that you're laying at the altar. God sees things differently. Who's ever been to a cemetery? Ever been to a cemetery? Sometimes you just go to a cemetery because it's quiet. It's quiet. I need some quiet. Quiet time. These ladies go to a cemetery. They expect to see a tomb. They expect to see a dead body. They do not expect to see life. Some people walking around like their whole life is in a cemetery. They just expect death all around them. They expect misery all around them. They expect trouble and problems all around them, all the time. But the graves get overturned. The stones get rolled away. These ladies experience something very different than what they expect. Very different in their reality. They experience a different realm. And their experience has them alarmed. Their experience has them frightened. Their experience has them bewildered. When was the last time you were bewildered? Spiritual encounters will leave you bewildered. These ladies saw Jesus heal the sick, restore the blind, even raise Lazarus back from the dead. They saw things that would shake them to their very core. They would shake all of us to their very core. And then they saw him arrested. And then they saw him beaten and whipped. Whoosh, whoosh. And they saw him crucified, nailed to a cross. And and they watched him die. And they put him in a tomb. They go looking for the lifeless body. Just what you'd expect in a cemetery. But surprise, the extraordinary invades the ordinary. He's not here. He's risen. I know you think he's dead. He's alive. I know you think he's here. He's glorified. Don't be alarmed. He's risen. Don't be bewildered. He's risen and he is alive. See, here's the problem. Here's your next slide. You see, here's the problem. The problem with extraordinary is it's not ordinary. And we're so used to the ordinary. We're so used to death in the cemetery. We're so used to problems and trials and tribulations and struggles. We're so used to the ordinary. When we see the extraordinary, we don't even believe it. Can those ladies even believe their own eyes? They just watched him die. Can they believe their own eyes anymore? Can you believe your own eyes anymore? Are you walking in the natural or are you walking in the supernatural? Are your eyes on this world or are your eyes on the kingdom of Jesus Christ? See, you're asking me to believe something unbelievable. You're asking an ordinary man to believe something extraordinary. To put your faith into something you don't understand. To put your faith into something that mystifies you, challenges you, makes you think harder than you've ever thought before. Did Alexander the Great actually exist? Did Alexander the great conqueror, actually exist? How do you know that? You relied on witnesses. You relied on the stories they told. See, there's a couple reasons why people have difficulty believing. They were not actually there to see it, or they're asked to put their faith in a witness that they don't really know. But you don't have a problem believing that Alexander the Great existed. Was there ever an Attila the Hun? Are you sure that there was a Caesar Augustus? See, there's more written evidence and eyewitness accounts that Jesus rose from the dead than Attila the Hun ever existed. See, the problem is not believing, or believing in a testimony, or believing in somebody's witness. The problem is what you're asking me to believe. You're asking me to believe something way outside the ordinary. He's asking you to believe in the unbelievable. He asks you to have faith in him as the God. And he stretches out your finite minds to the brink of the inconceivable. And that's where he reveals himself. That's where he reveals himself. Expect the unexpected. Expect the supernatural. Expect the extraordinary. Jesus is very different in the way he communicates, in the way he's going to plan on handling your problems, and very different in the way he pushes the stone away. He didn't push the stone away so he could get out. He pushed the stone away so the ladies can come in and see the unbelievable. Jesus is very different than anything else that you've ever experienced in your ordinary life. Is that a problem? It's not ordinary. It's extraordinary. It's not natural. It's supernatural. See, Jesus doesn't fit into your religious box. He doesn't sit all contained in your denominational doctrines. Is that a problem for you? Jesus doesn't respond to arrogant gestures. He doesn't respond or even react to silly requests made on his behalf. Is that a problem? He doesn't do that. Jesus doesn't do things outside of God's will. Is that a problem for you? Are you in tune with how Jesus is so radically different than anything you will ever encounter on this earth? He longs for you to know him. He longs for you to look at him with faith and hope that only he provides, only the mercy that he gives, only the forgiveness that he can impart upon you, only the grace that he can fill you with, that you might give it away. That you might give it away. You want to change the world? Fill yourself up with Jesus. Get some mercy, get some grace, get some forgiveness, get some peace, get some joy, and give it away. You can't outgive God. Give it away. And here's the last. Listen, be encouraged. Be encouraged, people. Stay encouraged. Jesus is alive. Why do we live as if Jesus is still on the cross? He's not on the cross anymore. Why do we live as if we're typical? We're not living a typical life anymore. We're living a supernatural life. We're living an extraordinary life. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. That's what he says about you. That's what he believes in you. That's why he would go to the cross to cover your sins. Why do we live a boring life when we live a supernatural life? Jesus is alive in you. He's alive in me. God is present here, now, in this place. Filled with the Holy Spirit that he gave us. The Lord is asking you to believe in the unbelievable. He's asking you to believe in the supernatural. He's asking you to believe in the unbelievable because he wants to make your life unbelievable. He's asking you to believe in the supernatural because he wants to make your life supernatural. Do you get it? Do you understand it? The Lord is asking you to place your faith in something that is out of this world. Beyond this world, above this world, not bogged down in this world, not constricted by this world. Jesus sets you free. Baby, you are free indeed. Well, let's walk and celebrate the resurrection power of Jesus Christ. My hope rests in the saving grace of a risen Savior. Does yours? Today, we have the great privilege to be in the presence of some people that want to make their public profession of faith through baptism. And you better go get them kids. Somebody better go get them kids. Because there's a couple that want to express their faith, and they're youngsters, and they're having too much fun. I'd much rather be hanging out with them. We'll be encouraged by their testimonies and by their demonstration of faith and belief. And so I'll throw this out there. It all started with one. Hey, pastor, I want to get baptized. And that turns into a few, and it turns into seven, eight. Is there anyone here that wants to be baptized today, Easter 2023?
You can sing with me this song, Amazing Grace.
Sing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a grace like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind.
Shining in us the sun. God.